Today is Me'ilah Daf Yud. The Mishnah discusses different laws of Me'ilah. And among the ideas discussed is... not the Mishnah, I'm sorry. I want to go up to before the Mishnah. Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Let me read you a line of Gemara. Amar Rava. Okay, I'm reading one line in Gemara. Amar Rava. Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees. Shemnene mibesar kodshe kodoshim shenitma. Or, case number two, umeimure kodoshim kalim la'acha shehelon de potter. Two cases. There is a question if in the middle of this statement we add the words kodem zuriko. We, for right now, are going to ignore those words. That's how the Rambam learns. Maybe we'll come to the Rambam at the end if we have time. But according to the simple reading of the Gemara, we're dealing with a situation where two different examples. Number one, let's go slowly. We have kodshe kodoshim. Kodshe kodoshim, let's assume, is a carbon chatas. And the carbon chatas, everything was done perfectly fine. Shchita, Kabbalah, Hoylocha, Zrika. Everything is done. And now we have the meat. And the meat was meant to be given to the Kohanim to eat. And what happened? Before the Kohanim got a chance to eat, the Basar became Tamei. Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees. There's a question of what Hakol Moedim refers to. We don't need that for now. Shemnene, if a person has pleasure, mibisar kodshe kodoshim shenitma. The meat of the kodshe kodoshim became tamei. There is no... Now let me just take a step back. Let's assume that we're dealing here with a carbon ola. Okay, because of its chatos, the meat goes to the kohanim. So I'm sorry. Let's assume we're dealing with carbon ola. The meat of the carbon ola was meant to be burnt on the mizbeach. Carbon ola, everything is burnt on the mizbeach. And we know that the moment the animal has been sanctified, the din of me'ilah begins. The moment we have a living animal, and we take this living animal, we designate, this shall be a carbon ola. Immediately, if someone will derive pleasure from this animal, in any shape or form, he is chayiv to pay the amount of pleasure that he has derived, plus a fifth, and bring a carbon asham according to the laws of me'ilah. That normally continues until the animal is, everything has been done, all of the mitzvahs have been done. Here the situation, something went wrong. The animal was slaughtered, there was kabbal, there was halacha, there was rika, and then as they were about to put the meat on the mizbeach, suddenly the meat came in contact with the dead. The meat is now tame. What do you do with this meat? Nothing. You don't burn it on the mizbeach, you take it outside the Beis HaMikdash, and you burn it on the Beis HaDeshen, but it's not to be put on the mizbeach. Being that the mizbeach has no further use for this meat, being that it has become tamei, it is the dinim of me'ilah end. It's over. If someone will come along now and derive pleasure from this piece of meat of kodesh kodashim, which is tamei, he is potter from paying the keren, the chomesh, and bringing a carbon asham. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two. This is really what we want to focus on. Umeimure kodashim kalim. We have kodesh. Now kodashim kalim has an entirely different rule. Kodesh kalim is something like a carbon shlamim, or us the keep of the carbon. Just keep the carbon shlam. So carbon shlamim. When the person takes the animal and designates this to be a carbon, what happens? Nothing. If one will come along now and derive benefit from the animal, he is potter from paying the keren, the chomesh, and bringing a carbon asham. When does the law of me'ilah begin with regard to kodshe kalim, carbon shlam, which is kodshe kalim, lightweight kodshim, is after the shchita, after the hoylacha, hashchita, kabbalah, hoylacha, zurika. After the blood has been applied to the mizbeach, there are certain parts of the animal which are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. At this moment in time, after the zrika, me'ilah first begins. It is now forbidden to derive benefit from these limbs that are meant to be burnt on the mizbeach. And if one does derive benefit from these limbs, he's chayav to pay the keren chomesh and a carbon asham. And along comes the Gemara and says something that is truly fascinating. Umeimure kadoshim kalim. Yeah, they're not tameh. Everything is fine. Le'achar shehelon. After they've been put on the surface of the mizbeach, once they make contact with the mizbeach, we'll be very machmir. We'll assume that the fire already has begun to burn them. It's already the process of burning has begun. That's called coming in contact with the mizbeach. If someone will now come up on top of the mizbeach and take a bite out of these zimurim or derive pleasure, he is exempt. He is potter from the law of me'ilah. He does not need to pay its value, its chemesh, or bring a carbon asher. So again, the point I want to make, and this we're going to bring out in detail in a moment, is the lifetime of me'ilah for kadoshim kalim. The window of me'ilah for kadoshim kalim is extremely small. It first begins when zurika is complete. The entire lifetime of the animal, nothing. Animal that's schooled, and of course there's no mila. But even when I designate this particular animal to be my carbon shlamim, nothing. If I go and I have pleasure, I'm potter. When will there be potential for mi'ilah? After I sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, and then only in regard to the limbs that are meant to be burned on the mizbeach is there now potential for mi'ilah. And that window of mi'ilah closes the moment it is put on the surface of the mizbeach.
So let me just say something. So if you designate an animal for a carbon,
yeah,
say a cow or whatever,
yeah,
and then you go ahead and use it to transport something.
Yeah, potter, nothing. Nothing.
You're
not allowed to do it. You do an aveira. This is a kosher kalim, a shlum, for a carbon shlum. You've done an aveira. There's a question, how do you define the sin? But the sin does not fall in the category of mila. Mila is a strict set of rules and a very strict punishment. Person has violates mila, he must pay the pleasure plus an additional fifth plus bring a carbon ashan. You have an animal, you set aside this animal for a carbon shlamim, and you take a ride and you use it the entire day. You have not violated the law of mi'ilah. The window of mi'ilah is extremely small, limited to the limbs that are meant to burn on the mizbeach only from the time of mizrika until the time that it touched the surface of the mizbeach. Tais sakasha. Now this idea we're going to bring out the different types of mi'ilah. On the bottom is a very long tais. Tais of mizbeach mi'ilah is not like the tais sim in other mizbeachs. It's very short. It's very similar. It's not exactly like Rashi, but it's somewhere in between. It's in between the typical rashes you have in Shas and a Tosfos. And he asks here maybe 20 questions. And at the bottom he asks the question I want to focus on. V'im toimar, mikol mokom kosher, the hocham, we say be'muri kadoshim kalim, the ein mi'ila buhul yachar ha'allah, until you bring it on the mizbeach. Big problem. Uvimasnison tanan gabi chatos the osham, it's a mishnah. My alin beimurim at sheyetsu lebeis hadeshen. When it comes to chatos the osham, it says beferish. When does the mi'ilah begin by kodshe kodoshim? A carbon chatos, a carbon osham, from the moment that you designate the animal for your carbon. At that moment, it's a living animal. Immediately, if you derive pleasure, you chayef. When does the window of mi'ilah close? When it's ash. After it turns into ash. Which means, you do shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, you put it on the mizbeach, not finished. If it's on the mizbeach and it's burning, there's still some lachluchas, there's still something that's right to burn, to be consumed, and if you derive pleasure, you chayef in mi'ilah. You chayef a meal until it turns into ash. So beferish a mishnah. What? Shumas adeshen. Deshen, right. I'm sorry. Even after it's ash, until you take it out to the base adeshen, outside of the base hamikdash. Even when it's ash. Even when it's ash, until it's taken out of the base hamikdash. So Tosfos is a very simple question. Why is it, with regard to kodshei kalim, the emur kodshei kalim, the window is so small? Now, we're not discussing the beginning of that, because that's a separate issue. The end, why does the window of mi'ilah close when it makes contact with the mizbeach? Whereas, kodshei kadoshim, the window of mi'ilah does not close until it leaves the base, the ash leaves the base hamigdash.
I don't understand what the question is. It's two different, it's like apples versus orange.
What's the difference? Let's see. Wait, you're asking, but why should there be a difference? once Kodshei Kal, when you learn the laws of Me'ilah, this is how I always understood it, when you learn the laws of Me'ilah, Kodshei Kadoshim, it's very holy, you get sanctity from the very beginning. Kodshim Kalim, it has a weaker sanctity. So it does not become holy until the moment where the Zrika has been done. Now, once the Zrika has been done, the parts that are meant to be burnt on the Mizbeach, this is how I always understood it, have now become equivalent to Kodshei Kadoshim. That's always how I understood this. You have Kodshei Kadoshim and Kodshim Kalim. But the parts of the Kodshim Kalim that are meant to be burnt on the Mizbeach after Zrika are now upgraded to the status of Kodshei Kadoshim.
So what's spoiling Tosha?
And therefore, if it's upgraded to the status of Kodshei Kodoshim, this is the Imum of the Kodshim Kalim, when should the window of Me'ilah close? Just like Kodshei Kodoshim, when the ash is taken out to the Beis Hadeshen.
So it bothers him on the inside.
On the inside, exactly. Beginning side is no problem. Because that's Gzeres HaKosav. Kodshei Kodoshim, Kodshim Kalim, it has a less sanctity, but the Kodshei Kalim has a lesser sanctity. So there's no Din Me'ilah, no question about it. But when you do Zerika, now you are required to take those Imurim and burn it on the Mizbeach. So those Imurim have the status of Kodshei Kodoshim, so its window of Me'ilah should not end until it turns into ash and is taken to the Beis Hadeshen, just like the Kodshei Kodoshim, the Imurim of Kodshei Kodoshim, their window of Me'ilah does not end until it turns into ash. This is his question. He says the most amazing answer, which we're going to read inside, which brings out a very powerful yisod in the law of Me'ilah. So I'm going to read you the words again of this Taisvist, these words over here, this question. Once it makes contact with the Mizbech, it's over. But if Masnisan, so he gives two answers. Yes, my answer number one is the Hossa Mechatas Yashamas Hainu. Hainu Imuri Kodshei Kodoshim. That's Kodshei Kodoshim. V'loy mikru nases mitzvasan behala el behala av beimur kadoshim kalim mikru nases mitzvah mishum hala. Okay, we're reading words over here. V'im toim amashna, what's the difference? It's part of the question. So what's the difference between kodshei kadoshim kodshim kalim? V'oymer moiri harav rabbeinu peretz sheyichya. Rabbeinu Peretz, there's two Rabbeinu Peretz. There's Rabbeinu Peretz much later. He wrote different svarim, I think Masechet Nazir, Rabbeinu Peretz, but there's one of the Baalei Tosfos called Rabbeinu Peretz. He was the Rebbe of the Rimi Kormi, I forgot, one of Rashi's Rebbeim. He was the Rebbe of Rashi's Rebbe. He's from the early Baalei Tosfos, Rabbeinu Peretz, Sheyichye. The Shana V'Shana is a fundamental difference between the Emurei Kodoshim, Kodshei Kodoshim, and the Emurei Kodshim Kalim. Iba Yisei Makra, Viba Yisei Masvara. Either it's a Pasuk or it's a Svara. Both of his answers have major nafkaminis lahalach, and that's why I want to bring this out. As Mfarshim Achorinim discussed. Here we go. Iba Yisei Makra. Let's go with the Pasuk. The Pasuk, the Chsivit says, V'hoitzi Hadeshen Gabe Ola. It says in the Torah, Parish of Trumas Hadeshen. That's the beginning of davening. Every single day, Korbanos begin with Trumas Hadeshen. The Kohen goes, he puts on only two of the four begadim, and he removes the Deshen from the Mizbeach to the side of the Mizbeach. Trumas Hadeshen. The parish of Trumas Hadeshen was said by which carbon? Look very carefully in the Torah. By the carbon Ola. And the carbon Ola is Kodshei Kodashen. Therefore we learn the Ilav Haikra Min Hadin Hoyaloymar the Mishas Halo. Hein b'kodshei kodashim, hein b'kodshei kodalim, havei nases mitzvasoi. When does Me'ilah depart? Let's put all things aside. When you have fulfilled the Torah's requirements, the Torah gives you a set of requirements. A, B, C, D. When you've done what the Torah wants, you're finished. Go home, Me'ilah ends. The Torah says, take the karmon, bring it to the Mizbeach, and burn it on the Mizbeach, put it on the Mizbeach. Once you put on the fire of the Mizbeach, the mitzvah is over. It's logical that Me'ilah should depart. Along comes the Torah and says, no, not yet finished. Let it burn, let it turn into ash, and remove the ash from the Mizbeach. That's what we want. So So where did the Torah tell you to remove the ash from the Mizbeach? Only by Kodshei Kodosh, by a carbon ola. So therefore, when is the cutoff point of Naseis Mitzvasan? It depends. Kodshei Kodoshim Chuma Sadeshin. Kodshim Kalim, when you put it on the top of the Mizbeach. And therefore, our Gemara that says that Mila ends when you put the Imuri, Kodoshim Kalim, on the Mizbeach, is because since it's Kodoshim Kalim, the Naseis Mitzvasan is complete when you put it on the Mizbeach. But when it comes to Kodshei Kodoshim, where we have a parish of Chuma Sadeshen, then it's not over until you actually take the ash outside, then you have to wait until a later point in time.
How do you know that
That's exactly what I'm coming to right now. That's exactly what I'm coming to. Having nas mitzvasa ach goli kragabi oilo duloy having nas mitzvasa behalah kevun yakati tzvach lahi tzilu beis adeshin. Hilchah kodshei kodashim neiluf mina. We learn all kodshei kodashim from the carbon ola. Shekashem shehi kodshei kodashim moilim bo ad shetetzi lebeis hadeshen. So too kol kodshei kodashim moilim beimurim ad sheyetzei lebeis hadeshen. Avol kodashim kalim lo neiluf mina. That's the end of answer number one. Along comes the Achronim, I believe the Keren Ora, and it says, this Rabbeinu Peretz is an awesome Chiddush. Because you search high and low, nowhere will you find that the mitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Chuma Sadeshin is limited to Kodshei Kodashim. According to, what do they do? How do they do Chuma Sadeshin? What was Chuma Sadeshin? Go learn Mishnah Masechta Tanit. How do you learn Chuma Sadeshin? There is a fire on the Mizbeach, it burns the entire day. People are bringing korbanos non-stop. The whole day they're bringing korbanos. Most korbanos are kachem kalim. Maybe not. Stam, most kachem you bring tamash shel shachar, tamash shel ben arbayim. People bring shlamim. That's the main carbon. People bring shlamim to eat basa kadashim. So on the tapuach, the service of the mizbeach, there's a taruvis of ash. Some of the ash is kodshei kodashim ash, and some of the ash is kodashim kalim ash. The kohen comes in the morning. Now you have to make a chesed. What's the roif? It's very possible the roif is kodashim kalim. Very possible, especially most kabbanas are. So now when it comes in the morning, the kohen comes and takes a shovel, mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of Chuma Sadeshen. He takes a shovel and he takes a shovel down the ramp. And on the side of the Mizbech, he puts Mekayim the Mitzvah. According to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, the Mitzvah of Chuma Sadeshen is only a Mitzvah by the Ash of Kodshei Kodoshim. Ash of Kodshim Kalim, there's no Chuma Sadeshen. Because Naseis, the proof is, where's the cutoff point of Naseis Mitzvasan? Kodshim Kalim, Naseis Mitzvasan, you finish when we put on the Mizbech, you finish. Kodshim Kodoshim, the Mi'ilu does not go off until you take it out because the Mitzvah, that means, if you read between the lines, the Mitzvah of Chuma Sadeshin is Miyuchit for Kodshei Kodoshim. Nowhere do we find anywhere that there is such a distinction. The simple understanding is that Chuma Sadeshin, you take any ish on the Mizbech, you take it off the Mizbech, put it on the side, you mekayim the Mitzvah. At the Kachas, you'll be required to make Cheshvoinois. You have Roiv, you don't have Roiv. It becomes bottle, the ish becomes bottle. Who says the shovel that you take off has ish of Kodshei Kodoshim? They have to make a special fire to make sure you have pure ish of Kodshei Kodoshim in order to mekayim the Mitzvah of Chuma Sadeshen. But that's what he says. So this is a tremendous chiddush which people take note of Masechta Me'ilah on Daf Yud Amid Beis. You don't see this anywhere else, that the mitzvah deraisa of Chuma Sadeshen, something that we say in davening every single day, is only akim. You only fulfill the mitzvah when you take ash of kodshei kodoshim off the mizbeach, and all comes from this diuk in the dinim of the Al Gemara. Al Gemara says that the din Me'ilah ends when you do when you put on the Mizbeach for Kodesh Kodashim Kalim, but the Ila ends for the Ash for the Kodesh Kodashim, which tells us Chuma Sadeshin is Kodesh Kodashim, and that's something we have never heard of before. And there's an Afkamin Halacha, you have to make a Cheshvan, what's the Roiv? You go Basar Roiv, and even if you go Basar Roiv, Lachoy, there will be a Hidr that it should be Kula Ash of Kodesh Kodashim, and yet we don't find such a thing. Yeah, exactly. Because that's one massive Chiddush. Now let's go to the second Chiddush. This is a beautiful idea. Then he goes on to say, "V'boy same svara." I have a svara. The gabe called she kodashim. Now this is unbelievable. She yesh bohem mi'ila mitchilo lenafik mi'ila mehem oy meimurim shlochem l'chol apachosad she yigmar hakol she yitzul beis hadeshin al the kodashim kalim she ein bohem mi'ila al achaz riga miyod. Shayalu hoimurim dinhu deloy nimal buhu kisvaruhu loimar b'chol makayim demiyad la'achra la have nases mitzvos el degad kadosh mikalul lufi sheyesh milu b'chem etchilo la'nafik la'el liach lezman mu'ucher shenuchol limso tahaynu oitzol lebeis hadeshen. Okay, so basically what he's saying is incredible chiddush. Being that kodshei kadoshim, the kedusha begins much earlier, it's logical that we should hold off on releasing it from Me'ilah until the latest possible time. But Kodshim Kalim, whose the window of Me'ilah opens much later, much shorter, so it's logical we should close the window much shorter. Unbelievable. I remember learning, I once had a discussion with someone. Someone told me he only likes learning Seder Nezakin. He has a very hard time learning Seder Kodashim. I said, why? And he told me, it's not only he, people have explained, tell him the same thing, is because when you learn Nezakin, Bava Kama, Bava Mitzvah, Bava Basra, it's all logical. You're dealing torts, you're dealing with Nezakin. I've caused you damage. How much do I owe you? I owe you, am I responsible? Am I not responsible? Everything is logical. There's svaros. Kodashim, there's no rule. Kodashim, it's all rules. There's beautiful lundas, all this brisket Torah. But there's no logic. You have to take rules, 1,000 rules, and make everything make sense, and by comparing one halach to another, you bring out new yesodas. But it's not logical. There is very little svara in understanding the halachas. These are the givens. Nezakin, it's logical. I'm not allowed to cause you harm. If I cause you harm, am I responsible? Yes or no? You could be mefalpel. You could say a svara like this, svara like this, back and forth. Along comes Rabbeinu Peretz, and he's giving svaris for Kadashim. This is incredible. We have here, when does Me'ilah begin? By Kodshei Kadashim. It begins in the very beginning, as soon as you sanctify the Am. When does Me'ilah begin for Kodshim Kalim? When you do Zerika. Along comes Rabbeinu Peretz. Oh, look at this. Since the Torah has revealed that this the din of Me'ilah opens up by Kodshei Kodashim in the very beginning, so let's hold on. Let's hold on to the din Me'ilah all the way until it turns into ash. But Kodshei Kalim, the Torah doesn't want Me'ilah because the Torah doesn't have, there is no Me'ilah. Me'ilah only begins when you do Zerika. That's the first time Me'ilah can exist. So as soon as you can get rid of it, we'll get rid of it. As soon as you put it on the Mizbeach, Me'ilah is going to disappear. Tremendous chiddush. Just because, where does he come to say such a thing, Rabbeinu Peretz? To say such a svara? All of them, Achroidim, are fascinated with this chiddush, this svara, the pasuk, the whole drasha of comparing, saying Chumas Hadesh itself a tremendous chiddush. And now when he comes to the svaras, he's making up svaras. You don't make up svaras when you're dealing with Kodashim. Kadashim and no svaris, a whole set of rules. What's the rule? The rule is, it says in the Mishnah, there's a mitzvah of Chumas Hadeshen. The pashtus is, Chumas Hadeshen applies also to Kodashim Kalim. Torah just gave an example of the carbon oil as one example for all Kodashim. You do Chumas Hadeshen. So you should require to Me'ilah should go all the way until the Deshen. All of a sudden, it's making svaris. What's going on over here? So there is a sefer called the Zera Avram. He says a very beautiful, beautiful insight. And he says, explain this now. Well, this is really not all him, but I want to take a step back. We're learning Masechta Me'ilah. Okay, we're learning Masechta Me'ilah. What is Me'ilah? You have benefit from Kadosh. What is the nature of the prohibition? So the truth is, there are 3 dinim in Me'ilah. There are 3 different types of Me'ilah. There's Bedek Habayis, there's Kodshei Kodashim, and this Kodshim Kal. That's what I want to bring up. Give you an example. Bedek Habayis. Bedek Habayis, Tais Yisranim says, let's say we have property, you have a bar of silver. Belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. And a person comes along and he has pleasure. He uses it. He uses the bar of silver for whatever he uses it for. He's Chayiv Me'ilah. He has to pay the benefit. He has to pay a Chaymash. He has to bring a carbon Asham. What happens if the bar of silver is Asr Behanah? It's the property of the Beis HaMikdash, but somehow, some shape or form, the Gizbar, someone has rights to it. I don't know if it's technically correct. He bowed out to it. He made it into an Avodah Zarah. Whatever the situation is, there are situations on discussed case of where property of the Beis HaMikdash becomes Osir Behanah, Isuri Hanah, Avodah Zarah. And someone will come along now and derive benefit from it. Is he chayiv me'ilah? No. You're not chayiv me'ilah if you have pleasure from bedek habayis. That is isurei hana. Why not? Let's have klayim. Basim cholof. Yeah, basim cholof. And it's also behana. And it belongs to the base of Hamikdash. Are you chayiv? You pot. Why am I pot? I had a good meal. And a good meal, I should be in carbon ashram. Karen v'chayim mishnu carbon ashram. No, it's isurei hana, you pot. Why? From this, but when it comes to kadashim, let's say you have pigle. You have kachet kadashim, but it's pigle. Are you allowed to have hana from pigle? Of course not. If you have hana, are you chayiv me'ila? Yeah. So what's going on? When it comes to kachet mizbeach, that's also behana, there's a din me'ila. When you have hana from kachet berek habayis, basa b'cholov, kilayim, also behana, you potter from me'ila. What's the difference? So in this, the Achronim say, there's a very big difference between the din mi'ila for bedek habayis and the din mi'ila for kodesh mizbeach. The din mi'ila for bedek habayis is the din gezela. I have stolen value from the Beis HaMikdash. It's not because of its inherent sanctity. I don't care about magic. I think it's kodesh, magic, it's sacred. That's not the issue. Bedek habayis, it's the property. It's the property of the Beis HaMikdash. It has value. It can be sold in the market. Property. Something, when you derive benefit from Bedek HaBayis, it's gezela. And it's for that the Torah says you have taken away the property of the Beis HaMikdash. You pay keren v'chomesh v'mir karamila. If it's asa behana, it has no value to the Beis HaMikdash. If it's basa b'chalav, it's been cooked together, it's klayim, the Beis HaMikdash, it's their property, but it's worthless to them. They're the legal owners, but it's worthless. It's worthless, it has no value, you're exempt. Kodshei Mizbeach, it's not a matter of value, it's a matter of its inherent sanctity. Okay, so we already have two different levels of Mi'ilah. Bedek HaBayis, the Din Mi'ilah is Gezel. I've taken away value, not sanctity. Kodshei Mizbeach, it's sanctity, Kedusha.
So Bedek HaBayis, you had Cholov, and you had the Basar. Initially,
yes, so Yichayev. Yes.
And now they're mixed. Are you either?
Yeah, no. It depends when you have benefit. If you have benefit, each one separately, or you took it away from them when it was supposed to be chol, then Yichayev. But if the gizbar already mixed it together, cooked it together, and then he gave it to you, then you pot it because it has no value. Oh, but it's sacred. We don't care about its sacred nature. We care about the value. It has no value, potter. Kachem is beach. It's a different din meila. It's a din of sanctity. But now let's go a step further. We learn from Rabbi Tosha ben Peretz. When it comes to Kodshei Mizbeach, there are two types of Kodshei Mizbeach. There is Kodshei Kodoshim, and there is Bedek HaBayis. Kodshei Kodoshim has inherent sanctity. The moment you makdish the animal, it's sacred. If you derive pleasure from the animal, you chayiv. That sanctity never disappears forever until it turns into ash. That's why the Me'ilah goes off when it turns into ash. Kodshei Bedek HaBayis is a different type of Me'ila. It's not because of its inherent sanctity. Why not? Because when you sanctify the animal as a carbon shlomim, you potter from Me'ila.
Kodshim Kalim.
When I sanctify the animal as a carbon shlomim, am I chayav from Me'ila? No. So is it due to its value? No, because there's no such thing as value when it comes to Kodshei Mizbeach. Is it due to its inherent sanctity? No, because if it was because of its sanctity, I should be chayif for Me'ilah the moment I sanctify the animals of Karban Shlom. So what happens when you do Zurika? The Torah tells you, I want you to do something. Now there's a halacha. There's a halacha to take the emurim and put the emurim on the mizbeach. That's a whole different ballgame. It's not because it's sacred. It's because there's a mitzvah. There's a requirement of what you're supposed to do with this part of the animal. Once I've done what I'm supposed to do, I'm finished. When that's the difference. That's what Rabbeinu Peretz is really saying. The reason why there's a difference between the Rabbeinu Peretz, because since the Torah reveals that it starts early, when the Torah reveals that Kodesh HaKodashim and Me'ilah starts early, reveals to us the nature of Me'ilah for Kodesh HaKodashim is its inherent sanctity. Kodesh HaKalim, there is no Me'ilah. So why am I chayef if I have benefit after Zrika before I put it on the Mizbeach? It's not like we learned that it's upgraded. Kodesh HaKalim is upgraded to the status. No, it's not. It's not upgraded. Kodshei Kalim is always Kodshei Kalim. It's just that the Torah has given this piece of meat a mitzvah. Has given this a
requirement. What we learned earlier that when, after Zrika, that those Emurim become Kodshei Hashem. They are upgraded at that point. Because
that's
before,
the Chiddush.
They're
Kodshei Hashem, not in sanctity. This is what he says. The Zer Avram says. He says, you have to say this to your parents. Other parents, it doesn't make any sense. This is a tremendous Chiddush. Tremendous Chiddush, what he's saying, Rabbeinu Peretz. It's Kodshei Hashem, not in sanctity, in requirements. Because if it was in sanctity, it should not depart until it turns into ash. Just like Kodshei Kodoshim. It's sacred, it's inherently sacred. The Mela, it never goes away. Whether it's alive, whether it's dead, until it's pulverized into dust, it never goes away. Kodshei Kalim has no inherent sanctity, and I'm bringing you a ride to such a yisod from the Bedek Habayis, because Bedek Habayis, it's not due to sanctity. That's why we need to show you Bedek Habayis. There does exist such a thing of Mi'ilah by Bedek Habayis, but Bedek Habayis, it's not because the Bedek Habayis is holy. Because if it was holy, there should be a din of mi'ilah, even when it's asa b'hana. If I have basa b'chalaf, the gizba takes meat and milk, he cooks it together, and he gives it to me, and I have pleasure. It's holy basa b'chalaf. No one's denying the fact that it's sacred. Am I chayiv? No. Why am I not chayiv? Because it's worthless. It's holy, but it's worthless. So you see such a thing that sanctity doesn't mean anything. What it means is the din mominus. So the same exact thing we have to say when it comes to Kodshei Mizbeach. This Kodshei Kodoshim is Kodshei Kalim. Kodshei Kodoshim is inherently sacred. And the male of that sanctity does not disappear until it's pulverized into dust. Kodshei Kalim, it's not... The sanctity, it's sacred. Okay, it's Kodshim. But the sanctity is meaningless. It's meaningless. Why is it meaningless? Because if it really meant something, you'd be Chayim Mila from day one, from the very beginning.
Because that doesn't have the same... Why? Because it's yours to eat. Basically, the kodshim kalav are yours to eat.
But it's so sacred. But it's still sacred. It goes on the mizbeach. Now,
the small part goes on the mizbeach.
So the part that goes on the mizbeach, if it really turns into kodshei kodashim, kodshei Hashem in the fullest sense of the word, that it gets a if the mure kodshim comes, it's a tremendous. I don't bring out. This is an awesome chiddush. It's coming out of here. And the proof is from Bedek Habayis. That's what all three come together. When the Kodshei Kalim, the Emuri Kodshim Kalim now have to be put on the Mizbeach, so we learn, I always learn, everyone learns, it now becomes Kodshei Kodashim. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's Emuri Kodshim Kalim, which become Kodshei Hashem. There's a requirement what you're supposed to do, and this requirement is now what gives it a Din Mi'ilah. But it's not giving it a Din Mi'ilah because of its Kedusha. If it was because of its Kedusha, then it should be just like Kodshei Kodashim, and it should not depart. The Mi'ilah will not go away until it turns into dust. But it doesn't. It departs as soon as you've done what you're supposed to do. So we take away, all I want to bring out is we take away from this Toys Rabbeinu Peretz two things. It's a beautiful Kasha. What's the chilik between the ash of Kodshei Kodashim, the ash of the Emuri Kodashim Kalim? There's a Ferish, a Gemara, there's a fundamental difference. What's the difference? Ibayisei Makra, Ibayisei Masar. According to the Ibayisei Makra, becomes a tremendous chiddush, Chumas Hadeshem is only on Kodshei Kodashim, which he never heard of before. Number two, in the Svara, with the Svara of Rabbeinu Peretz, which is something a chiddush, because you don't say Svaras in Kodashim, we're learning Masech the Mi'ilah. There are three different types of mi'ilah. There's mi'ilah for Bedek Habayis, mi'ilah for Kodshei Kodashim, and mi'ilah for Kodshim Kalim. Each one has a unique nature. Kodshei Kalim is value. Because it has value, it's worth something cash on the market. That's why I'm chayv kerem v'chayim v'shiyashim. Kodashim, Kodshei Kodashim, it's inherent sanctity. When it's alive, when it's dead, until it turns into ash. Kodoshim Kalim, it's because the Torah says you have to do certain things. I have requirements. This thing is Kodshei Hashem. Hashem wants it. Hashem wants this piece of meat on the Mizbeach. My will that I want to receive it is what's going to trigger a Din Mi'ilah. Not because of its sacred nature. It's not sacred. It's sacred, but it's not like the Kodshei. It's not to say, it's not, and that's not what's the issue. It's the mitzvah. three different types of me'ilah. That's the point I want to bring out, learning Masechet Me'ilah, to come away at least with this yesod. At least that much we should know from Masechet Me'ilah.